It's God's side and the other side. And the other side. And we don't care nothing about the other side. Period. Period. Period.
You are now listening to Hope Changers Podcast.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are. Thank you guys for listening to another. Thank you guys for coming and listening to another episode of the Hope Changers Podcast. Pre-solar eclipse. We just wanted to thank you guys once again.
Pre-solar eclipse.
Yeah, because By the time they hear this, the eclipse would have happened already. Okay. Oh, you don't know anything about it. Okay.
Okay.
this is how much my wife does not pay attention to what's going on.
Yes, I do. I just pay attention to, I guess, what
what matters exactly. So you don't pay attention.
That don't mean to everything.
Babe, you gotta keep your ear to the street.
Oh my gosh. You're the journalist. You're the researcher, babe.
No, I mean, yes, but
so, you know,
but you gotta know what's going on.
Color the sky is gonna be every day.
You know, you have to know what's going on around you.
What's going on in China, all at the same time.
Yes, you're supposed to know what's going on around you. The Bible says, "Be." What does it say, Lord Jesus?
Right, trying to quote.
I know it. Oh, be ye, oh my goodness, it's on the tip of my tongue. Okay, forgive me. Forgive my biblical knowledge is off right now. Okay. There you go. Thank you, Lord. Be as wise as serpents, as harmless as doves. That means we should know what's going on around us and be harmless and not inflict the same things that's going on as the serpent does, but be harmless. Huh? Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. All right, let's move on. So,
did you just chop the meaning of that scripture up just now?
I guess.
Man, you can't be saying stuff and then trying to say the meaning and don't know what.
That's not what I mean.
You said, say it again.
Okay. So I'm saying it again.
Say it again for the people.
When it says, I believe, I'm just saying how I interpret that scripture is that you should know what's going on around you, being wise as a serpent, but being harmless as a dove, meaning that you should not partake of those things and be harmful like a serpent is, but be harmless like a dove. So I know what's going on, but I'm not a partaker of it, and I'm not harming people with that wisdom. I know what's going on, but I'm not harming people with those things. That's how I look at it. Now, if you have a different interpretation, then please.
I don't know how we got on this, but I think that's somewhat right. I mean, my interpretation of it is basically plainly what it says. Wise as serpents, you're wise. You know, the Bible talks about wisdom is the principal thing. So make sure you have wisdom.
Yeah.
And on top of that, and it mentions a serpent for a reason. So there's wisdom, quote unquote, that a serpent has, not devilish wisdom, but in some way serpents have some sort of wisdom, and the Lord is like, be wise as a serpent. Like, I don't understand why the Lord put serpent in there. I would have to like meditate on that. But the wisdom part of that scripture, yes, he wants us to have wisdom. Don't just be air in the clouds. I'm a head in the clouds, airhead walking around, don't know what's going on. Have some wisdom about yourself. Yeah, but be harmless. Why? Because the Lord is watching, just like that scripture says, be gentle. What did it say? Thank you, Lord. Let your gentleness be made known to all men, for the Lord is at hand. That means he's watching. Let your gentleness be made known. So he's saying be as harmless as doves. You're right, what you were saying. Like, don't be the one who curse people out and, you know, harm people with your words, harm people with your actions. Be loving, be gentle, be kind.
Right, yeah.
You know, but be wise. Don't just let people walk over you and you just, well, I'm a Christian, so I can't do nothing about it. No, the Lord has called you to peace. So that's basically what, you know, what I think that that means. But moving on.
Yeah, I mean, we I want to move on, but since we we here now, so I just got to say it. So it says, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Mm-hmm. This is Matthew 10:16. Mm-hmm. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Mm-hmm. So if he's sending you as sheep among in the midst of wolves, mm-hmm. you got to be wise because you got to mm-hmm. know how the wolves move. That
discerning.
It's discernment. That's the wisdom. Yeah. Discerning what's going on around you. And I think serpents have they know what's going on. Just by how the way they hunt and how they move through the wild.
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I said I have to meditate on that part of the scripture. Why did the Lord say serpent? He could have used another animal, but he said serpent. So that means something. And then maybe it's a point of meditation on, you know, like how a serpent is.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, when they hunt or how they think, I don't know. So that's something to meditate on, definitely.
Yeah. But I think that's a good, us talking about that might have been a good segue,
mm-hmm.
because we need to be wise and have great discernment in this day and time mm-hmm. that we're in.
In the culture, for sure.
Yeah, especially in the culture that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
Great segue, babe, because that's what we're talking about tonight.
Well, you mentioned the scripture.
Well, yeah, but you said the word, so I'm just...
I said what word?
Culture.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so what this podcast, finally we're getting to the point. This podcast is going to be talking about cultural idolatry. And I have to give a little backstory as to how I've gotten here. We got to go all the way back to 2020, okay? So as we know, 2020, those of us who came out of the pandemic unscathed, thank you, Lord, or plandemic, however you want to preference it. One thing when we moved to Georgia, one thing that I was heavy on was when, you know, all the police killings and you know, of George Floyd and the girl in Louisville, whatever her name is, I forgot her name. When all that stuff happened, I was like, just had my eyes glued to the TV, and was just like fully entrenched in seeing what was going on with Black Lives Matter and, you know, all these uprisings and things of that nature. So I was really like into it. Like, I told my wife, like, I wanted to go out when we moved to Atlanta. I was like, I wanted to go out there. I wanted to be in the streets, too. I wanted to protest because I felt like it was just the right thing to do. I really did. I really felt that way. So the Lord got a hold of me, and the Lord was just like, he was just telling me to pay attention. And like, and that was just the words from the Lord for like a few months. You was pregnant with Simeon at that point in time, our son, and the Lord was just telling me pay attention, and I was just paying more attention. I wasn't really like going forth with trying to go out there anymore. I was just like looking at the news and just like, and I started seeing some patterns, and I'm like, why are these things happening? Like, one thing in general that I saw was I kept seeing more LGBTQ stuff in line with Black Lives Matter stuff. And I'm like, well, why are they so close? Why does the the gay community standing so close to the black community? What is that? And I asked the Lord about it. And he just said, pay attention. And it wasn't until the almost to the point of the election with Biden and Trump that they started playing commercials down here. Now, I don't know where other places what they did on their commercials, but down here they started playing commercials about the unity between Black Lives Matter and the LGBTQ community. And it was almost like the Holy Spirit finally gave me a download and it clicked like, and I said, oh my goodness, the LGBTQ is using the black community to usher in them through the doors. Now, what I'm saying right now is not the point of this podcast. I'm setting it up. I'm just setting it up right now. So the fast forward, I started going online, Facebook, Instagram, stuff. I started trying to do my best to just be like, hey, black folks, don't listen to what's going on in the news. They're using all of these riots and he's using all these things to get y'all to vote the way they want y'all to vote, because all it is just going to give more power to the LGBTQ. Biden is not on y'all side, even though he said, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. He's not on your side. Don't do this. And people, friends that I had from my old church and friends that I grew up with, they just were like coming at my neck. Like they were completely against what I was saying. They unfriended me. People didn't talk to me anymore. All these different things that occurred. Subsequently, we all know what happened. Biden won, you know, and now 4 years later, we look back on everything and we see that clearly he didn't do a thing for the black community. But, you know, the LGBTQ has more laws now and they got more power than they did 4 years ago. So the point, what I'm trying to say here is the reason why they were able to do what they were able to do is because when Biden said what he said, he basically tried to manipulate black people into trying to prove their blackness by saying we'll vote for you to prove that we're black. Now, fast forward to today, we have stuck with that, and now it's morphed into all these different cultic religions and faiths. We've seen the explosion of Hebrew Israelites. We've seen the explosion of witchcraft and black girl magic, all this other stuff that has a lot to do with lifting up our skin color above Christ. We've seen that in so many different occasions. I've seen that in churches. I've seen that in how people just, you know, when Juneteenth come around, now everybody is just so blackety black this and that, and it's become nauseating, because where does Christ fit into this entire equation? And when you look at the scriptures and then you look at our cultural norms, you see that this is not, they don't work together and they never have worked together. But we're trying our best to do this synchron, what's the word, how you say it? Synchronized. There you go. But it's another word, babe. I'm just, but pretty much we're trying to sync together our culture with Christ. And the Lord is now dealing with, I believe he's dealing with that in a lot of other people that have melanin skin color. You know, it's a lot more people coming out now and are saying like, hey, we have to stop looking at, we got to start framing things in the context of black and white. it's more, it's deeper than that. It's more than that. And, you know, and I'm trying to cut this down so I can get your thoughts, babe. But it was something that our pastor said on Wednesday night, that spurred me to want to do this podcast and talk about it a little bit more, because he was saying how the Lord showed him that there was going to be an exodus of this cultural ideology from, you know, the Black community. And I'm seeing that happen, you know, and I feel like we are a part of that in a way, because we don't look at things from the perspective of Black and white anymore. We look at it spiritually. Two, you know, we look at it from the perspective of what the Word says. So, you know, we just wanted to talk about that today, and you know, bring some clarity and bring some light to this stuff, because it has to stop. We have to start looking. If you're a believer, you shouldn't be looking at anything through Black and white. But there's so many people I've encountered online and in person where everything is centered around skin color. And at what point do we get off of that? Right. Because now we're coming up on another election year and they're doing it again. And I'm seeing the same pattern all over again. And I'm like, all right, Lord, when is this going to end? when are we going to do something different here?
I think people have to choose to do something different, honestly.
Yeah.
I think they have to truly get out and get off of the media's high horse and turn their faces toward the Word. And if you call yourself a believer and you claim the name of Christ, your eyes need to be in the Word, and your behind need to be at His feet and not always in front of the television looking at what's going on or listening to the news, mm-hmm. because they're going to just say and share what they want. Mm-hmm. They're not going to share what it really is.
Mm-hmm.
And you saying what you were saying just now reminds me of this dream that I had years ago. It was maybe the first few years of our marriage, but I do feel like, and I don't remember the total dream, but I do believe the dream was from the Lord. But you sharing that, I feel like it was about that. The dream was definitely about race and about how, you know, Caucasians, or I'll say even the media, I feel like as you were talking, it's kind of bringing a light understanding to the dream. But I know in the dream, it was kind of like they were testing Black folk. Like they were doing things to provoke us in the dream. And I had to, like, in the dream, after realizing it, I said, don't do it. It's a test. Don't do it. Is there something? I yelled out, and then I woke up. But you just sharing that totally reminded me of that dream again.
Wow.
But I think that Black folk absolutely need to see that they are being provoked in the media. They don't see that.
No, they don't.
And so they're so gung-ho and just willingly walking off of the cliff along with the rest of the culture.
Yeah.
And they don't see that they're actually being poked and prodded at. But they're, you know, they don't see it. And on top of that, they're like, what? What do you mean? They're on my side.
No, they're not.
No. But again, if you name the name of Christ, you need to be in your Word so that you can get truth. Because the Lord created everybody, all races. So Black folk are not His quote unquote, I don't want to say special ones. I'll say Black folk are they're just another race, a part of His body. They're just another race, a part of His body. Like, you know, there's not one over the other.
No.
So we need to get off the high horse of race. This is me. I'm Black. black, like you said, blacker than black, whatever you just
blackety
said.
Blackety black.
Yeah, blackety black black. You know, just everything is about people was worshiping Black Panther when it came out.
Oh my
and,
gosh.
You know, now they, you know, got the fists in the air and all of this other stuff. I'm like, one, if you really knew, I'm not even going to go down that road. Just going to keep, I'm going to go past that. But two, if you're a believer, that's basically what we're trying to get here. If you're a believer, we should be championing Christ and what is really right. Because if a black person to another black person says, yeah, I'm voting for Trump, they'll be like, what? Is you even black? Like, how? What? You crazy? Yeah, this, that, and the third. But they would only say that because what they're hearing about Trump in the media.
Yeah.
Again, the media don't tell the truth. They don't tell the truth. I remember one person told me, and you could probably look it up on YouTube. One person told me that in the when you're watching the news, if you listen to different newscasters, like that's doing the same news, but different ones in different states. Listen to them. Their thing is scripted, like completely. They say the exact same thing.
Yeah, I saw that video. I saw that video. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
To me, that, I mean, that says something to me, and that just says that, you know, it's an agenda.
Yeah,
they're putting certain things out there. But what the Father wants us to do, and those who say that they are His, he wants us to put down what we think we know about our culture and about our race and about the media and about who's running and what's going on, and this person is on our side, this person not on our side. He wants us to put that down and just seek Him for the truth, because you'll be surprised at what the Father will tell you about what's really going on. You'll be so shocked. He wants us to stop praising our skin color.
Yes, please.
Stop praising your skin color. It's not going to get you into heaven. It doesn't make you more elite. Yes, black folk have had, you know, a history of hatred, you know, but the Father, one, can heal that, and two, He wants us to know Him. He wants us to truly become intimate with Him so that He can, you know, point your eyes to what's really important.
Yeah.
Yes, the Lord does care, because I feel like I hear somebody saying, well, does the Lord even care? Yes, He cares. He cares. I really feel like somebody gonna ask that question listening to this.
Does
the Lord care? Yes, He cares about what has gone on with black folk years ago. And even now, yes, He cares so much. Because He's not a part of hatred. But He's still on the throne. He's still in control, and He needs us to get to know Him.
And He still requires holiness.
Yeah, on top of that. Yep.
He still requires you to follow His lead and come out of your thinking and trust Him.
Right, exactly.
And leaning not
that's what it is.
To your own understanding.
Come out of your thinking. That's right. What it is.
You know, I saw it was a little piece of it, but I saw this video where it was a group of black Christians that were black, and they were debating a group of black atheists, and it was interesting because, you know, one of the, I call it guilt tactics, that the atheists tried to use is try to guilt the Christians in to say, well, how come y'all don't care about the plight of black people globally? And I'm like, in my mind, this is what I'm thinking. I'm like, y'all don't even care about the plight of black people globally. That's y'all don't care what's going on to black people in Belize or Cuba or Australia or Africa. That's just a guilt tactic. What y'all talking about? I'm saying that to say, you see how they care, that how they idolize skin color so much that now they want you as a believer to put down what your beliefs are so that you can start caring about something. You can start caring about something as, and I don't want to be disrespectful, but as minuscule as skin color. What's skin color going to do? Like you just said, babe, what's skin color going to do to get you in heaven? What's skin color going to do for your sin? Mm-hmm. What's skin color going to do for repairing broken generations?
And that's the thing. It's this, all our lives are about, if you're a believer, and even if you're not, but our lives are about what Jesus did on the cross. Okay, we can, you know, it's okay to talk about race and the government and what's, you know, happening with that stuff.
Right.
Because the Lord's people in the Old Testament, they were in high ranking. They were in government and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, yes, he does want us to care for sure. But ultimately, it's about what Jesus did for you on the cross and you coming in alignment and in agreement with him in your life. That's really what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
And when you, once you get there, then you can be the one, the mouthpiece for him and say, hey, this here in government is not right. This that they're doing over here ain't right.
Right. Because you have a foundation, yeah, that you're standing on, which is Christ.
Yeah. And beliefs. Yeah.
And, you know, you have the right beliefs and the right morals, and you're not fighting from the perspective of only black people's plight.
Mm-hmm.
You have a firm foundation of, this is just wrong, or this is just right, and this is how it should be, and this will be a better a solution for everybody, not mm-hmm. just us, but for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I just wanted to give a few scriptures that I had that the Lord gave me to share with. Share with everybody regarding this topic. So one of them that the Lord gave me was Matthew 13 verses 44 to 46. And it says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in the field, the which when a man hath found it, he hides and for joy thereof goeth and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. So the common theme that we are seeing is that they are finding something of great price and they're selling all that they had. In other words, they're leaving everything that they knew to go cleave to something that has greater value. Yep,
that's good.
Baby. When you are a believer in Christ, when you come to the faith, you got to leave everything that you know.
Yeah. Yep.
You got to leave it.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot continue to try to be a part of the culture and have Christ.
Yeah.
This is why some certain Christian rappers had problems trying to reconcile both, because they try to reconcile both, and the reason why they can't reconcile both is because you're not supposed to. You gotta pick one. You can't be, I'm a Christian, but I'm also just a rapper. No, pick one. Do you want to be the rapper or do you want to be a Christian?
Mm-hmm. And you can be a Christian rapper.
You can be a Christian rapper.
But you can't mangle
your
old life with Christ.
Right. And you can't mangle, you're right there, and you can't mangle the culture with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Because the culture and Christ are always going to clash.
Of course.
Always going to clash.
The culture is worldly.
Right.
And it's not truth.
Right.
Christ is truth.
Right. So, you know, this is this scripture is showing us that we got to leave everything. We have to leave everything and cleave to the thing that's of great value. Our salvation is of great value. Our relationship with the Lord Jesus is of great value. And you know, I can't find the words to describe, I can't find a word to say, but, you know, this is just, this is a problem that needs to be rectified. That's all I can say. It's a problem that has to be rectified, and it's only going to be rectified if we are in Jesus. That's mm-hmm. pretty much it. That's yeah. That's the end all be all right there. Mm-hmm. Where yeah. you end where Christ begins. When you come to Christ, you end, and now everything is in Him. Mm-hmm. Your salvation is in Him. Your promises are in Him. Mm-hmm. You being an heir and joint heir is in Him.
Mm-hmm. Your life is in
Him. Your life is in Him. Everything. Healing is in Him. Mm-hmm. Yep. Everything.
All of your ideologies and right. all of your notions, all of those are in Him. And I say that because He's going to give you the right ideology,
right,
yeah. the right notions, the right thinking, the right decision making. He's going to give you all of that. You leave the old person behind,
right,
and take on the new man.
That's good. That is good. So I'm going to read this other scripture that the Lord gave me. 2 Corinthians 6:17.
Read.
Oh, thank you. If you got your Bibles,
or turn with me.
Turn with me, please. Or if you have your Bible app, you can just click on it. But we like hearing pages turn around.
If you
here.
Know it, say it with me. And if you say it with me, make sure you know it.
Right. Where you get that from?
I got that from a Madea movie when oh Brown. He was like, sing with me if you know it. And if you know it, and know it when you sing with me.
Yeah. Probably was Meet the Browns. I can see that. I can see. Okay. So... I'm going to start from 14 and some, a scripture that we all know, we've all heard many times.
2 Corinthians
oh. 6.
Okay.
Starting mm-hmm. at verse 14. Gotcha. Be ye not unequally yoked together with mm-hmm. unbelievers, mm-hmm. for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness, mm-hmm. and what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believes with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord, and I touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Amen. I think that scripture, we need to elaborate on it. That scripture is simple and plain. Mm-hmm. Come out from among them, be ye separate. Mm-hmm. Come out from your culture and be separate. Mm-hmm. And touch not the unclean thing. Listen, this culture is unclean. Mm-hmm. We mm-hmm. sing about unclean things. Yep. We do unclean things.
Think about unclean
things. Think about unclean things. Everything is toxic.
Yeah.
Everything. Relationship. You probably don't pay attention to it, babe, but this gender war that's going on between black men and black women has to stop, because everybody wrong. Everybody's wrong. Women want to be catered to and loved and pretty much pampered 24/7. They don't want to do anything. The men, they want to be the kings, but they want to be able to step out and do whatever they want with other women, but still have someone at home as well. And she's supposed to cook, clean, have sex on demand, and as long as he providing and has a bankroll, she should be good. Everybody wrong. Mm-hmm. Everybody's wrong. And they fighting, everybody fighting over how wrong they can be first. Or rather, everyone's fighting over how right in their wrong they can be. It doesn't make any sense.
Either way, it's wrong. It's all wrong.
It's just all wrong. So the Lord is saying, come out from among them. Come out from the culture. And I'm not just speaking. I know we're talking particularly about Black culture, but you know, one thing that our pastor has said is Canaanite culture, mm-hmm. the entire thing, no matter what your color is, mm-hmm. the whole entire culture is backwards. It's all of it is wrong. Mm-hmm. And we need to, as believers, need to be radical about speaking the right thing, proclaiming the truth that's in Christ, mm-hmm. and not being ashamed to say, hey, you're wrong. Yeah. Not challenge these viewpoints. We should be challenging these things, not just allowing them to happen, because what's happening is it's coming into the church, and now people think that's the right thing to do. And it's all off. It's just all off completely. Completely off. So let's do our best to come out from among them and be separate.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Definitely. This was a good talk.
Indeed.
And it needed to be said. It's something that the Lord put on Sheldon's heart to talk about, because the Lord is coming very soon.
Yes.
And he wants his people to be in place and ready for him to come and get them.
Right.
Go ahead.
No, and to add on to that, he wants a pure bride.
Yep, for sure.
That's reverences him.
Yep.
He reverences him. How can you be a pure bride and you are entangled with the affairs of this life?
Yeah.
Flesh and blood can't inherit the kingdom of God. So so you stand before the Lord, what you gonna do? What you gonna say? My skin color done got me in? What you gonna say? I'm Black, so technically I'm an Israelite. You should let me in.
I don't like hearing that, because the Father is, if people understood, and even I would love to understand even more, but if people understood all that the Lord endured for us.
Yes.
I know during Holy Week, our church was truly just like all week meditating on just the Lord's suffering. And we watched the passing of the Christ on mm-hmm. Good Friday and mm-hmm. Wednesday. The Lord led our pastor to have a prayer service. If we, those who are lukewarm believers, I'm talking to them, those who are lukewarm believers, if they truly understood the magnitude of all that the Lord suffered for on our behalf,
right,
they wouldn't even think how they think anymore, if that makes sense. Like, it wouldn't even come to mind anymore, because even not 5%, Hebrew Israelites, even them, if they really, because right now they're blinded, hostile and definitely. Just strictly want to argue all the time, that's a mm-hmm. spiritual blindness, but
mm-hmm.
if those blinders were taken off, they would see that the Father went through so much. And you really think it's just about our skin color? Really?
Yeah.
All that he went through on the cross, before the cross, even before that, because the Bible says that people turned their faces away from him.
Right.
And that wasn't even just on the cross when he was stripped naked. That was throughout his life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you really think it's just about your skin color?
Not even
And I
close.
Honestly feel the Lord over me right now. Like, it's not just about that.
Right.
It's so much deeper than that. He is a God of love. As he told me, his love transcends through time and space.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much deeper than your skin color.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit is in here right now. I seriously feel that, because somebody needs to hear that.
Yeah.
They're so stuck on, what about this? What about them treating us wrong? What about, you know, this person? What about what they did with this person who they shot? What about this lady who was shot? What about this kid that was shot?
Right.
What about, the Lord cares about that.
Right, he does.
And that's why he's trying to get us to look past the lens of our skin to him who can heal the nation.
Right.
That, you know, so I hate hearing when people are like, well, my skin color, or the Hebrew Israelites, well, it's about us and we're the Israelite. Yeah. Yes, you're right. We are. Indeed, you are right. Yes. But the Father is not shallow, and his blood goes, it runs so much deeper than our skin. Somebody need to know that.
Yeah.
It runs so much deeper than our skin. So much deeper. Yeah. So
true. Just to piggyback off of what you were saying, you know, because he has gone through too much and so much, and what he did on the cross was so much deeper, we owe it to the Lord.
Yep, sure do.
To know the truth. Sure we owe it to him to seek him about, you know, the significance of what he did on the cross.
Yeah.
And the significance of, you know, those things that he went through. Because he not only saved us from sin and from hell, he basically what's the word I'm looking for? The Lord Jesus basically turned around everything that the enemy tried to do to pervert to pervert the earth and pervert our promises.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people, if you go to a Hebrew Israelite today and ask them about, do you know why Jesus had to come and destroy the works of the devil? They wouldn't even tell you. They probably wouldn't be able to tell you.
Yeah. I told you I was talking to somebody and, I think he was a Hebrew Israelite. He wasn't necessarily dressed like one, but he did have some of the stuff on that they be wearing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I told you the conversation, but I realized that they're honestly confused and they talk in circles.
Yeah.
They really do. Mm-hmm. I said something to him about Christ and it was just, I'm not even going to, he just was talking in circles. He really didn't make sense. He honestly didn't make sense.
Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. I think, you know, he's talking about the young dude.
When I came back in the car, I told you.
Yeah.
Our conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Cause you also encountered the young dude at the Kroger. You remember? It was a young dude at the Kroger where we used to live, and he said that they don't believe in Christ because since they Hebrew Israelite, then they already have salvation, so they don't need Jesus.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. Wow. You just proved my point.
Yeah, there's some sets that believe since they are Hebrew Israelite, then that means they're automatically getting to heaven.
Wow.
It does nullify
what the Lord did on the cross.
Yeah.
Like you might as well just say, well, I'm born, I'm black, so thank you, Lord. And so what about everybody else that he died for? What about his death though?
Yeah.
I mean, what about it? Since you are like,
And see, the thing is, like, I'm not trying to make it primarily about them, you know, but it's our culture has produced a lot of cults and a lot of false claims, and we need to know what these things are so we can combat them. Mm-hmm. Going back to the scripture that we just talked about before we got into our topic about being wise as serpents and harmless as doves.
Yeah.
We need to know these things.
Yeah.
We need to know what they believe so that we can show them the error of what they believe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we shouldn't be, and we should not be opposed to that. And not just talking about Hebrew Israelites, just in this culture in general.
Mm-hmm.
This, I can do whatever I want and can't nobody say nothing to me. culture, mm-hmm. when we talk about relationships, when we talk about when we talk about the dynamics of masculinity and femininity, if we're you know, talking politics, mm-hmm. all of this should be in the framework of Christ.
It should be.
Because yep, he has the answer to all of them.
All of it, yep.
Mm-hmm. He has the answer to all of it. So we should not shy away from any of these conversations, you know, but yet this is this, yet we do all the time. And yeah. it's wrong. Yeah. And it's wrong and it needs to stop. I saw something today, and just not getting off of what you were saying, but another thing that needs to stop, and I'm going to touch on this because I think it needs to be said. Another thing that our culture does, and we have to stop it, is we got to stop the attack on children and this hypersexualization of kids. I seen some things today that disturbed me. One, this little dumb rapper. Yes, I'm calling him dumb. Calling her dumb. You probably heard of her, babe. I'm not gonna say her name, but you probably heard of her. She wanted to go. She was booked to speak at a school, and pretty much she got turned away, and she went online to air her frustrations about how come they not letting her speak at a school. Now, from the video that I saw, she had her cleavage all out. She was high. They said she was smelling like marijuana when she got there. But you want to go talk to the kids?
Absolutely not.
What in the world do I need you, high as a skunk,
right,
looking like a prostitute, coming in here trying to talk to these babies?
And talk to them about what? What can you share?
Right.
With them?
What are you going to talk to them about?
What, read a book? Like, you don't even need to do that.
It's an attack and this hypersexualization of children that I have seen lately.
Because it's an attack on the next generation.
Yeah, you're right.
That's what it is.
And I don't like it. I don't like that at all. I don't like the stories I've heard about teachers pretty much preying on the children, having relations with kids. You know, these rappers trying to influence the kids, and you know, even what's her name? The Kamala Harris was at an HBCU, I guess, promoting for campaigning for Joe Biden, and all the HBCU kids, they put on all the twerk music and all that other stuff for them kids, and they was over there dancing and doing all that stuff in front of her, like that was supposed to be cool, like she was with y'all or something. I'm like, y'all don't see the game here. No one sees what's happening in general. This culture is attacking the next generation, like you said, and they are trying to pervert their minds, confuse them with the gender dysphoria or whatever nonsense. I truly believe us as the body of Christ, we need to be standing up for the children more than we do and not be quiet about it. We can no longer be quiet about these morally foul people wanting to speak to kids.
Yeah.
No more of these drag queen story hours.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
No more of this. These parents being negligent of what their children are watching and thinking and doing stuff around their kids that's cool. That's cool. I saw another, babe, again, I'll be paying attention. I know. I'll be paying attention. Last thing, I'm going to just wrap it up here. I'll be paying attention. I saw a video of this mom teaching her 9-year-old daughter how to twerk, and they put it online. And I'm just sitting here flabbergasted because I'm like, why would you do that? You just setting your daughter up to be sexualized. So now she's going to go to a little third grade school dance. And she going to do this. And the little boys is going to be all up on her. And now if she do that, these boys, they going to try to do what they do. And now she going to have a problem with it. Or you going to have a problem with it as a parent. But you taught her. Something's wrong. I don't know what it is. But something is wrong. We got to pray. We have to pray. And I pray that we will start taking more seriously the things that are going on around us, and not just letting it fall to the wayside because it's not our children or it's not the people that we know. We have to be more mindful of what's going on in the world today and expose the works of darkness instead of just walking past it. That's all I got.
Amen. Yep.
That's all I got.
Thank y'all for listening.
And we hope you guys have a good rest of your week.
Yep. And take some time, meditate on the word, meditate on the Lord. Mm-hmm. And although Holy Week has passed, I think that is so beneficial to just meditate on what the Lord did. Just go to some of the scriptures in the New Testament of his death, his betrayal, death, burial, resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Even the scriptures in Isaiah that actually talk about it from a more, specific perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Of him on the cross and all that he went through, and you know, just meditate on it. Watch the Passion of the Christ. Just wash your mind or remind yourself. I'll say, remind yourself of all that he went through, and then go look at his promises because he did all of that for you, not just to be saved and healed, but for you to have a good life.
Yep.
A good life.
Yep.
Better one than what you have.
Right.
All right. But thank y'all again. This has been Swell.
Yes.
And we will see y'all on the next podcast episode. We love you. Peace.
Love y'all. Stay out the way of the solar eclipse. Do not look at it.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just hanging up just the phone.